Peace and blessings, everybody. Cyber Supreme Rob back with another one. Cyber Supreme Rob podcast. Appreciate y'all listening. I appreciate all you guys' support who've been listening. I had to take a hiatus for a minute. Had some different issues to deal with, things like that. Nothing too major, but major, good and bad. But we are back, and I have a guest with me. We get to my usual guest. I'll introduce her very shortly. This podcast is about the recent passing and the reaction of his passing of image consultant, YouTube podcaster, broadcaster, and internet influencer, Kevin Samuels. I'd like to take this time out to send my condolences to all his friends and family. And, transition in peace to the brother Kevin Samuels. It's very controversial since his passing. Different developments have unfolded. And, we may hear more since his passing. But my thing is, I want to get into something. That's why I have a woman here with me. Goddess Speaks is with me. She gonna give her take as well on this particular episode here, because I'm gonna go in a little bit because I'm a little disappointed in my sisters to react the way they reacted upon the death of a brother, Kevin Samuels. Although they didn't agree with a lot of his delivery, although they didn't agree with his whole paradigm of what he felt like what a high-value man was or what a high-value woman was. Overall, the positive thing that Kevin Samuels wanted to do was show us, mostly men and women, take back your masculinity as a man, improve your life, do what you have to do to improve your everyday life, become a go-getter, make things happen for yourself, to increase your value. Also, the same thing for the sisters. Want the sisters to realize, when it comes to setting your standards, set your standards within yourself first. Realize who you are. Although, sometimes I didn't agree with Kevin Samuels. Even if I didn't like Kevin Samuels, I would not have done what I've seen a lot of people do, making memes and seeing the deceased at best memes and all that ridiculous shit, and women making posts, putting his picture up, and having his friends see this stuff and his family see this stuff, and his mother seeing this shit before she even knew officially that his passing happened. His mom explained that she didn't even know he passed until she saw that shit on social media. First she saw it and said it could be rumors on Twitter. Of course, you're opening up the floodgates when you're checking the internet. Boom, here's all these messed up things people were saying and all these fucked up memes. What's your thoughts on that?
I say it's mean to wish a good person dead and laugh about it. If you are a pedophile or some weirdo, then yeah, you deserve to die. But I like the fact that Kevin Samuels made men feel better about themselves and he told the truth to women. One, I remember when he said about, I'm a single woman, 40, I have two children. And then he was like, so would your husband be able to discipline the children if you're married? Oh no, my children aren't bad. So you're saying he can't lead. That's why you're single. But I never always agreed with what he said. And I remember being at work seeing Kevin Samuel die. And one of my coworkers said, oh, good. It's because your mama liked them women he be talking about and he mad. That's disrespectful as heck. And it's evil to me to be laughing. It would be messed up if I were to do that to someone I know, laughing and shit. People would be upset. And that's not okay.
Exactly. It was disgusting to see that. And then it was a few people that I knew personally decided to speak negative on the situation. And I mean, you would have thought that Kevin Samuels was Emmanuel Noriega or some shit. You would have thought that Kevin Samuels was Adolf Hitler the way people celebrated his death. You would have thought Kevin Samuels was just somebody who went around and ruined everybody's life, murdered somebody's family member. And no deflection from anybody, really. I mean, not too much. But it's funny how you mention that stuff. Like, if you a bad person who raped, who's been a pedophile, or who've killed people and stuff like that, you know, we make excuses.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, I'm always a person who won't make excuses for nobody. You take accountability and you put the fire out in your own house and stop worrying about what's going on over there on the, across the, you know, the street or whatever. You know what I'm talking about. You know, but we pick and choose when we want to deflect for a brother or a sister. Now I'm going to use my card. Now, where is all this shit at now? Where's people saying, okay, well, you know, you still a brother, woo-woo. I ain't saying that people are not saying that. I'm talking about from the sisters. Now, we see these sisters ride or die for certain guys. I ain't gonna keep saying the man's name on my podcast. I don't said it enough. But, you know, certain celebrities who black, who committed crimes and now paying for those crimes, that you want to talk about what somebody else did and why they don't get the same energy.
That's fake.
See, this is that I'm telling you, man. You see this all the time. Now, all these, you know, we don't get enough credit for men who do speak life into the black woman. And I think the black woman who speaks life into the black man don't get enough credit or notoriety for it, you know. And we need to promote that more. But at the same time, when we do want to put our sisters on a pedestal, that's all they're gonna hear from us. Well, Kevin Samuels on the flip side of the coin, that's not all you gonna hear. A lot of women didn't hear it at all from Kevin Samuels. I've heard him say positive things, but if you only watch those clips and stuff like that, then of course not. You're not gonna hear him say the positive stuff in 2 to 5 minute clips that you see when he roasting black women and stuff like that. Now, I never agree with that delivery, but who am I to tell somebody how to deliver? A lot of people don't agree with my delivery and how I say stuff, but I'm gonna say it anyway, the way I want to say it. You know, my thing is, this man absolutely did nothing wrong compared to so many others.
Oh, yeah.
To affect somebody's life. I believe now I have to say this because a lot of women who are speaking out against him or celebrating his demise got to be the ones he's talking about. Because for one, this man never said nothing about a woman who fits that criteria of being a woman that can be compatible with a high-valued man. All he did was simply use stats, statistics, and facts and parlay it into his show. And you can all do the research on it. That's all he really was doing. And my thing is this. You know, we have to also now take accountability as men to set a standard, you know, going forward. The next person, the next man up, so to speak. Now, you know, Kevin Samuels is passed away. You know, a lot of people need to step up and carry the torch, and maybe their delivery will make more sense to a lot of people, especially women today. Very sensitive generation as well. One thing we have to do is learn everything that comes with it. I don't even know if Kevin Samuels had heart problems, but they say it was cardiac arrest. He passed away on top of a female that he was spending time with the night before, which he was doing a live stream. And she was also with him during that live stream the night before the passing. You know, he said he had chest pains. The woman offered to take him to the ER. He said no. He was irresponsive once he passed out on top of her. She tried to resuscitate him and then go downstairs to see if she could find something to resuscitate him, and he was DOA after that. And a lot of people didn't get it confirmed, like I said, till like way later that day. But according to one of his frat brothers, who all had confirmed it a little bit earlier, people still didn't want to believe what happened. But then after a while, you know, it was confirmed. Like I said, his own mother didn't even know until she saw that garbage on the internet and stuff like that. And, you know, it's just a sad situation. It was sudden. And also, you know, high value comes with good health as well. And that's something that he didn't preach enough. I don't know if he's in a position to do it. He wasn't in bad shape or nothing. But, you know, when people talk about too much Red Bull and word on the street, now it's a conspiracy that the woman that he was with, the nurse that he was spending time with, may have put fentanyl or something in his drink or did something crazy to make his heart speed up. I don't know.
Something don't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird as heck. And I always tell people, if you don't know someone like that, you shouldn't just have random people in your house. You don't know what they could do to you or what they're capable of. I don't trust a lot of people like that at all.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like he was just fine from that live stream. I didn't check it out all the way through, but I did look back at it and saw a clip of it. And he looked just fine. It looked like he had no problems going on or chest pains. You know, he didn't get off extra early. You know, he'll stream all night. I think the man does 2-3 hour live streams on Instagram and YouTube constantly. So, you know, he always working. And that's the grind he has. And, I definitely respect his grind. I definitely respect his dedication. I respect everything. And at the end of the day, folks, this is YouTube. This is the internet. This is Instagram. You have to be entertaining in your delivery. You can't just be boring and just spitting stats and knick-knack, patty-whack, and all that. You got to be entertaining, man. A lot of that stuff was entertainment that Kevin Samuels was doing. And let's be real, man. A lot of the ladies that came up and on his show gave him a boost and gave him a lot of ammunition for them to get blasted. Why a lot of women took that personal when it had nothing to do with how they was as a person, because I say I'm a firm believer, if it don't apply, let it fly. Right. You can hear something. I mean, Kevin Samuels was no Tommy Sotomayor, man. He never called women hair-hatted hoes. I mean, as a whole, he just didn't say I despise all black women. I mean, none of that. It wasn't none of that going on with that I saw or heard with Kevin saying. I never heard him say nothing too out of pocket like that. And he was by no means one of those guys that promoted hate or anti-relationship. He was pro-relationship. And, you know, and every time I heard even a white woman who would come on the show try to speak bad on a black, he immediately would stop him. Every time I saw it. So I can't do nothing but take account to what I saw and witnessed. So it's not like you can really say that he was an all-out villain. Like I said, I didn't agree with a lot of his delivery, but that was his delivery. I didn't hate the man for it. And I'm definitely not going to celebrate this man's demise because I didn't agree with him a few times. But I'm one of them guys also who can talk about the flip side of the coin where I do agree with a lot of stuff he said. And then black women call themselves making a little post or whatever, trying to guilt anybody who did agree with some of the stuff he said by saying, oh, yeah, how could you agree with that? Well, if you looked at the show at its entirety, and you seen these weird ass women that came on the show, you would agree with it too. And if you don't, then that means you're one of them. So I don't get what the big fucking deal was. While people just, I don't get it, man. I don't know. Cause my ears was open. I didn't hear no anti-relationship shit come out of his mouth. He just wanted to know why a lot of women tend to say, hey, I deserve a man like A, B, and C. But at the same time, the average man that's on your level financially or in the same situation as you, who may have children just like you, earn money just like you, probably the same amount or whatever, or, you know, maybe into some of the same. Why aren't they good enough for you? Why are you going after somebody who's not paying you no attention? Why are you being delusional and thinking that you're going to come get saved by, I don't know,
rich man or something?
I don't know, yeah, Jay-Z or, you know, some billionaire dude. Yeah, I don't know.
It's a fantasy in the mind.
Prince Charming and shit. Prince Charming with the big bag. I don't know, man. That's what I be thinking. A lot of these women that come on the show be thinking. Go ahead.
But like, my whole thing is too. There was an episode where this woman came on, and she was like, I look like this getting out the shower. You have makeup on. You had a chapstick on and a fucking wig. Ain't nobody lying. I don't wake Facts. Up like that, and I have Facts. Nice hair.
Facts. You know, like I said, Kevin Samuels, he was a funny dude. He had a pretty good personality. You know, people try to put gay rumors out on him and stuff like that.
That hate was real.
Yeah, the hate was real from the get-go. Maybe his movements was maybe a little zesty. Other than that, you know, maybe being like his hand gesture. Look here, I don't critique men all like that. It's pretty easy to notice if somebody is homosexual for the most part.
I could tell the energy.
One part of him, you know, I don't know what he was into, but on his own between sheets. But, you know, women fire back at that. Just try to find anything to talk about. Well, you can ask, what's my girl name from Invo? Forgot her name, but she used to dating back in the day. You know, they used to, they was, you know, friends with benefits and a few other women. I mean, you know, his body count was there. So, you know what I'm saying? You ain't nothing you can really say when a man got a resume. That's all I can say about that. You know, character assassination came into play with this guy. A lot of deflection came in with this guy because, you know, a lot of women didn't want to talk about some of the stuff he was really saying and how true it was, you know, and they had a problem with that, you know, and, you know, they used different deflections and different other subjects to talk about other than what he's actually saying. You know, I think I would advise a lot of people to go back and watch a lot of his videos with an open mind and listen. You know, binge watch them if you got to.
I notice when nobody has anything intelligent to say with the truth, they will deflect and put gay rumors on people quick because they're mad. It don't even make sense. You're like, do you hear what you're saying? You sound dumb.
Yeah.
Because I remember he was talking to a white woman and she was talking over him. He hung up on her and said, I wonder why you ain't got no man. You can't even shut up and listen. Yeah. Trying to over talk like.
Want to overpower the show. You got to understand, you got to respect people's platform too. And he'll snap on you quick about that. You know, it's my show. I'm running the show. I'm going to let you speak, but you're going to let me speak for damn sure because this is my show. If you want to say more, add on extra, and want to rant and rave, go do it on your own time and on your own platform. That's all he had to say about it. And then when people don't want to listen and still disrespecting the platform, he hang up on you. He may even cuss you out. But, you know, I've seen a couple of his episodes, and, you know, it was quite entertaining, to say the least. And, you know, I think a guy like Kevin Samuels was well needed in a lot of different ways. Let's focus on the positive and the memories, just like his family and friends, his close friends and his family would have for him, instead of focusing on something that you didn't agree with. So when a person passed away now, just because you may agree with him more often than not, you're going to hate him and celebrate that he did because just simply off a disagreement. That's and evil. Not even to know somebody like that. Half these women didn't even watch Kevin Samuels. You know, like that. Let alone know anything about him or know him as a person. You know, some of these women act like when they get on social media too, they do stuff they wouldn't do in their real life. They're like, they just totally done with you. Just because they didn't like something you said. I don't give a fuck what you don't like. Because I'm going to say what I got to say. And if you rock with me, you rock with me. If you don't, you don't. Kick rocks. You know what I mean? That's the way I feel about that.
That same attitude is everywhere. It's disgusting. Nowadays, you can't even say anything unless everybody agrees without it being a problem.
I think I'm going to do a few relationship videos. And one big issue I'm going to have, if you can't accept all of a person as they are and how they feel about something, or at least respect it, then y'all don't need to be around each other, let alone together. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you can't take all the positive things somebody may have said to you, may have done for you, but then all of a sudden flip the script and hate them because they said maybe one, two things or whatever, even a few things that you don't agree with. Because a lot of stuff people say to me on a daily basis, I don't fucking agree. But that don't mean I wish you crows, birds, and death.
Right.
Behind it.
Because for me to have to get that amped up means I don't like you and I don't like the actions you do. It's the actions for me.
Right. These actions never indicated that he was a bad person. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't involved in no controversies. Only shit that people made up. You know what I mean? Or try to assassinate his character. And I remember DJ Envy was talking about him. You know, he a simp anyway. He married, though. So, that's fine. My thing is, he's talking about how he would stand outside and beg people to, or whatever, to support whatever he was doing. And I'm like, what's the point of that, man? At the same time, you're looking at this man shining, being successful. I think he net worth about a good 3-4 million. So he far removed from the time you knew of him doing that, if he was really doing it like that. I think Kevin Samuels addressed it. You know, and a lot of controversy coming into the play, too. Like, a lot of people think that, hey, it was a lot of women waiting for the chance to do something to him. Just on the strip, they didn't agree with him. And, you know, 3 days prior to his death, I think somebody made a couple videos and some articles were saying Kevin Samuels will finally be canceled. It was that was the title. I remember seeing that. I'm like, damn, what do you do now? I didn't even click on it to see, but I should have probably seen it. And then next thing you know, 3 days later, this man is gone. It's kind of crazy, ain't it?
They call this, like, for celebrities, like, it's like a gag order. They know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And certain things get put out there for a reason.
I also want to take this time to say R.I.P. to Jewel, a talented R&B artist for Death Row Records.
What?
She also passed away as well. My condolences to her family and her close friends as well. You know, I think she was on her way to try to make a spark and make a comeback with her music. And she was getting a lot of interviews, too, previously before she passed away. It was good hearing from her and seeing stuff, you know, seeing what's going on with her now and talk about some of her experiences on the record label and stuff like that. And, you know, R.I.P. to her as well. Transition in peace. You know, a lot of celebrity deaths are coming up quite often now and out of the blue, you know, and our people is something else that needs to be addressed. We passed away way too soon. I mean, when you talk about 53 and 56 years old, Jewel 53, Kevin Samuels 56, you know, that's not old age, and it makes you reevaluate everything. You need to be doing well with yourself too. It makes you think about stuff like, hey, I could be doing this better. I need to be eating a little bit more cleaner. I need to be taking away some of the bad habits and vices and stuff like that. You know, even though life gets stressful, you have to remove toxins away from your body and at least give your body some relief. You know, I know Kevin Samuels indulged in a lot of Red Bulls. You know, I can't see the Red Bulls being a play, maybe for his kidneys and liver, It speeds up your heart, though, to a degree.
You can't drink that stuff every day, either.
He drank a lot of them. He was slamming them.
2 a day is enough. Any more than that, that's excessive.
Yeah, he'll slam them. I don't know if he put a little liquor in there or... I don't know what he was doing with it, but... Yeah, you know, stuff like that, man. We have to pay attention, man. You know, 50 is a mature age, but it's not an old age. No. That's not acceptable. You know, we can accept probably mid, upper 80s, 90s. You know, look at Betty White. She almost made 100.
Right.
Cicely Tyson almost made 100. You know, we need to see more of that. We don't need to see people passing away 40s, mid, and late, early 50s. You know what I mean?
Young.
You know, but in closing, man, you know, let's stop the hating and the unnecessary bickering and the foolishness and, you know, stuff like that. And I'm going to let you have your final thought.
And they always say, when you make fun of the dead, you join them. So be careful what you give out to the universe.
Absolutely. You definitely going to get that back. You know, you got to watch what you say. Definitely. You putting that hate out there. You got to remember, your day coming too.
Yes.
You know, everybody's day coming. But, you know, you got to know what kind of energy you putting out there. And having said that, man, take care of yourselves, man. Until next time. Peace and blessings. I'll be back with another episode
tonight
about narcissistic behavior. And I still don't think I forgot. I will be doing more follow-ups about the conscious community. What's in the dark will come to the polite. Well, I will necessarily won't be talking about Brother Polite. I will touch on Polite, but I will also be touching on Young Pharaoh and several other people and stuff like that. And their mentality. All right, y'all, man, I'm out. Thanks for listening.